It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis says Colorado is the only state in the Mountain or Pacific time zones to see a steady decline in COVID-19 cases recently. But as more parts of the state start to reopen, Polis says it's crucial that Coloradans continue to wear masks in public and to keep social distances.
We as a society need to learn to live with this virus and not give it an environment that allows it to grow exponentially and overwhelm our hospitals and cost thousands or tens of thousands of lives of Coloradans. That's fundamentally our challenge.
As of yesterday, Colorado has confirmed close to 30,000 cases of COVID-19 and more than 1,600 deaths related to the disease. You can see more on coronavirus in Colorado at CPR.org. Former Governor John Hickenlooper raised the most money of any candidate in Colorado's U.S. Senate race. CPR's public affairs reporter Benta Berkland has more.
John Hickenlooper's latest campaign cash haul is $3.7 million. He leads his primary opponent, former State House Speaker Andrew Romanoff, who raised about $700,000. Republican Senator Cory Gardner brought in $2.1 million. Even though Hickenlooper raised the most money, Gardner still has more available cash on hand. The primary election is June 30th. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The state has ordered a coal operation in western Colorado to stop its expansion into a protected area that follows Mountain Coal Company's construction of a new road in the Sunset Roadless area near Paonia. The state's order doesn't end the company's current operations below the surface of the roadless area. Firefighters are making progress on a wildfire near Durango. The fire has burned more than 2,800 acres. Good weather has helped the effort, but officials are closely watching conditions today. This is CPR News.